Triple M Roo. Last week we spoke to Ken Hinckley. It was a bit of a mid-season review.
Yep.
And today it's very good of this man to give us his time. Don Pike, the coach of the Adelaide Crows, to come on and do the same thing. Pikey, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good. Now, you've had an interesting few days with the media.
I was just enjoying that last song of yours. That reminded me, that's the Midnight Oil, the first concert I ever went to as a young fella.
Is that right? Where was it?
Back in the day, back in the ANU in Canberra.
In Canberra?
Wow. In Canberra.
What were you doing in Canberra?
Well, I did my high school in Canberra, so I was a young 17-year-old, and they were playing at the local university, and down I went, Midnight Oil, in front of about 4,000 people.
Your old man was at the Institute of Sport, wasn't he?
No, he was. He did some work with the Institute, but most of it was with the College of Education over there. He was a professor over there.
I could see you dancing like Peter Garrett too, Pikey.
Yeah, I think I tried, but I think everyone was trying, but no one really pulled it off that well, to be honest with you.
No, he's not the hardest bloke to follow, I suppose. Hey, years a long time in footy. How are you holding up?
Yeah, look, it's been a difficult, probably first half of the season, and probably the bye came at a pretty opportune time for us. We're not in a terrible situation, but we're obviously not where we'd like to be, and we certainly from our own expectation as well as externally, we haven't performed. Certainly last month hasn't been the level we want to play at. So yeah, the bye came at a good time. We're able to sit down, have a real think about the program, have a real conversation with our players around, you know, what's worked for us, what hasn't, and sort of almost cleared the decks and said, let's now focus on getting back to playing that strong footy that we know we're capable of, and we've played bits of it this year, but just not consistently enough.
Pikey, I don't want to go back over old ground, but I think it's only fair that you get the chance to answer some of these things. But I know from Roo's point of view, he's told me enough about the press conference on the weekend. You come out and face the music, you try to do the right thing, and yet some quarters still want to slam you. And the accusations that I saw over the weekend on the footy shows of, they did it at 3 o'clock on a Saturday so no one would turn up and they could hide things and sweep it under the carpet. But, I mean, as I say, giving you the chance to answer this, but Roo says, well, you had your mid-season reviews. There were meetings carrying on all day until 3 o'clock. So, I mean, can you tell us about that? Why it happened at 3 o'clock on the weekend?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, I indicated it was going to be at 3 o'clock on Saturday, so I didn't go into that in any detail. It was more, as I said, we've done those reviews and we felt as a club it was a good time to come out and actually go, right, where are we at with collective minds and so forth? And that was clearly a change in direction. And then we moved forward, and the timing of it wasn't really of my doing.
Mm. Just on collective minds, I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that you've mentioned them, just on that, the fact that you've parted ways with them, there could be people looking on saying, well, obviously there was an issue, there was a problem with that program, because we have heard you and the club say many, many times about the benefits of it and how good it's been, but to part ways with them, you can see why people would ask that question, can't you?
Yeah, I can do, and I think without going back over old ground, because quite clearly we're in a headspace where we want to, we've sort of addressed that and we want to move on and focus on the future, which is for us about winning games of footy and getting back to training and playing the way we know we're capable of. But, clearly it became obvious over a period of time that, as much as there were a lot of positives out of the program with the collective minds, there was enough concerns in amongst the people involved in our program that we felt like that to move the group forward in that space as a group was not in our best interest, so we made that decision.
Fair enough. Look, the one thing, and whether I've missed it, one thing I haven't seen a lot of comment on has been the hamstring injuries. And as I said, I may have missed it, but obviously there's been a lot. With your review, have you pinpointed why there have been so many? Have you got to the bottom of that?
Yeah, look, we did a review on that probably 6 or 7 weeks ago when, that first day we got a little cluster there, I reckon about round 4 or 5, and yeah, they were able to identify some changes within the program, introduction of some other things, and some things that have actually gone out of the program. So, that was the other thing which, obviously has played a fairly significant part in the season to date. Is not just that we've had some injuries, because every club's going to get injuries. It's probably been the continual nature of those and the lack of continuity for our players and our best players going to play together. So, but we've certainly looked at that, and as we do with everything in the program, we look at it and we say, what do we learn here? And again, we put our hand up if we've made some mistakes in the way and trying to get the group better. And if that's the case, we adapt, we change, and we go forward.
There are a lot of theories. People guess in these cases, obviously, but one theory I've heard is that you played in a grand final, therefore you've got a shorter time to get ready for round one. Did you overload the players?
No, I don't believe we did. I think what you've always got this fine balance and mix between getting the volume right of training. Each individual's slightly different and come back, you know, come back sort of in a different space, depending on how many games I played last year. So some guys that played a lot of footy last year who probably were slower to get going based on maybe some injuries they carried through the end of the year. So it's always a juggling act. And you know, as we reflect, you say, well, did we get it exactly right? In some cases, yes. In other cases, no. But we sit here where we are, and that's why for me it's, you know, the opportunity at the bye was really to sit down and go, right, what have we done? What's worked, what hasn't, and where are we sitting, and really try and refocus the group pretty strongly on what we can now control, which is nothing that's happened in the past, but really let's clear the decks of that and focus now on the reality of back to playing and back to training and playing the way that we know we're capable and the way we've played this year at times.
Yep, for sure. All right, now, Pikey, you were spotted out, I think, on the weekend caddying for the wife, for Cooyonga Pennant team. How's that relationship going? Do you cop a spray from time to time? Have you given her the wrong club or anything along those lines?
No, I generally follow the rules of caddies, which is keep up and shut up and get that job done as best I can. So,
how's she going?
She's going well. I think, mind you, I think the weekend was she just went down to a young lass who's off a pretty low handicap. So she hung in there and fought on to the 17th, but just got pipped at the end.
Any advice that you've tried to offer that didn't go that well?
You always have the moments. I mean, the challenge is sort of, especially from a golfing viewpoint, you might throw forward that in this situation you might play the following shot or take the following option, but. Generally, I try and just get in there, be supportive, and she can be pretty hard on herself as well. So sometimes she needs a little bit more of a bit positive reinforcement about right. You're going okay, it's all right.
A bit of positivity doesn't go astray.
Nah, it doesn't at all, Roosh.
No, we need it all at the moment. And we got some on the weekend with Tom Lynch signing. How did that go down with the boys amongst all the negativity that has happened?
Oh, look, that was fantastic news. And clearly, Tom, since earlier in the year, had been really strong on, you know, his desire to stay. And you know, with these things, that's always the greatest starting point. Is you go, the player wants to stay, he's keen to be involved, and the club obviously want him to stay, and then you work towards negotiating a deal. And you know, it was pleasing to be able to get that one done. And the reaction when it was announced was good. I think a few folks were worried that the sunscreen budget was going to go up, but you know, it was good to get him on board.
Yeah, the redheads take more than their fair share of that, don't they? Hey, what about Rory Sloane? There's been a lot of talk about him coming back this week, and things are sounding good. You know, you get your main training session today. If he gets through that, I'm led to believe he will play.
That's the expectation, yeah. And he's been really priceful, and spoke to him yesterday, and he's really positive about where he's at. He's, you know, he's trained, you know, pretty heavily for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and you know, he gets through today's session, and we'd expect he'll play. Yeah,
without being negative, with that injury though, there is a chance that he could re-injure that, and if he does, it'd be season-ending, wouldn't it?
Well, that's the risk, and you know, again, that's the conversations we have with our doctors and medicos around where are we, you know, what's the level of risk, and you know, I've had those conversations, and you can never say never, but you know, they're confident the work he's done and the exercises he's done and the load that he's put through that and the movement and the types that, you know, assuming he gets through today, that he should be right to go.
Pikey, I keep saying to Roo, I mean, I don't need to make excuses for your footy club because it's bloody not in my nature, I can tell you that much. But it has been the injury, surely. And I want to point to a couple of games. You lost to Port Adelaide on the last kick. You lost to Fremantle by 2 points. Even with everything you've been through, you could have had those 2 extra wins, and I want to ask you, therefore, about finals aspirations from now for the rest of the season. You have to still consider yourselves, if you can get these players back, you're still a chance to go well.
Oh, look, we're very clear that finals is well within our reach. I mean, the reality is most years 12 wins will get you in the finals. We've got 6 on the board to date, which means you need to win 6 out of the next 9, and the reality is that's got to start for us this week against West Coast. We've had that week's break. We've cleared the decks in terms of some things which we change and adjust going forward. And now it's about performance, and that comes down to our responsibility. Mine as a coach and the players as players is to now go, what's our responsibility? And that's to drive the way we want to play. And we've seen enough. You know, I've seen enough this year and over the last 2 years of my time here to have complete faith and belief in the players and their capacity to play some really, really good footy. And you know, that's. We saw that this year against some of the games. We beat, you know, Richmond. We've beaten Sydney in Sydney. We've beaten Bulldogs on a wet night. And as you say, Diz, you know, there's been not too many weeks where we've made more than, you know, less than 2 changes, and we've had guys coming in and out. So,
yep.
You know, we'd do a bit of a change of luck in that space. And if we can settle the side down now and bring some of these guys back in the next few weeks, you know, we're certainly very very strong in our belief that we can push on and play finals.
Well, you're up against the West Coast Eagles, your old club. Surely you can call in a few favours there. Tell them to lay down this weekend. They've only scored 57 points and 52 points in the last 2 weeks, Pikey. So get the boys out there on Saturday afternoon and get the crowd up and about at Adelaide Oval. And let's hope the second half of the year can be completely opposite to what the first half of the year is, and have some luck and win some games and get some good footy back at Adelaide Oval for the Adelaide Crows.
Thanks, guys. And just a quick one on the weekend. We've got the kids' clothes for a cause, which is something which is dear to my wife's heart, which is we're asking the members and fans who come to the game to bring some new kids' clothing along, which will go towards Kickstart for Kids, which I know you guys have spoken to my wife, Jody, about in the past. And so
new clothes, and fans, Pikey, is it? New clothes?
New kids' clothes along. There'll be some bins out around the ground for collection points. It's actually interesting. It ends up being the West Coast game because and Jody and myself started this at West Coast about 8 or 9 years ago with clothes for a cause. So to be now kids' clothes for a cause, it happens to be against West Coast, is a nice little tie-in. So I encourage all our members and fans to get behind it. They go to a great cause. You know, the work that the Kickstart for Kids do in that space is outstanding and makes a real difference in those kids' lives. So
actually, I saw a real good piece on the TV last night about it too. Fantastic. They're doing a great job. Well done to you, and well done to your wife, Jody. Good on you, Pikey.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time today.
Well done.
See you, Pikey.
Don Pike, coach of the Crows, and always makes a lot of sense, Roo.
Yep. Due for some luck. Let's hope they can have it in the second half of the year.